Hello and welcome to the Flix podcast. I'm Anna, as ever, here chatting to you. It is, for me anyway, right now, probably won't be by the time I pull my finger out my arse and edit this, but it is my penultimate week of work before I break from Christmas. So my classes finish on Thursday, and I've been talking a lot with, especially a lot of people who come to my classes and my sessions, about what they're going to be doing over the break, or, you know, things that are coming up for them at the moment. And one of the things is like how to get out of that mindset of, oh, but it's Christmas. So Christmas is in like 13 days, and there's still loads of time before we get to that point. So there's loads of stuff that's going to happen. We're probably still at work for a bit. It's all going on. And it's just about how to kind of work at how you're going to manage it in realistic, believable ways of doing it. Because quite a lot of the time we can be like, well, you know, fitness people probably don't eat off plan at all until Christmas dinner. Then they have one really fun dinner and they're straight back onto it and into the gym. And that isn't the case at all. But I think the difference is with people that come out feeling, you know, fine after Christmas, probably a bit jaded because a lot of it tends to involve like extra alcohol and stuff, right? So I guess for me the difference is that they haven't written themselves off over that time, and that's the only difference, because everyone is going out more. We all hopefully have a bit more time off work, so we're seeing more of our friends, seeing more of our family. There's more food involved because it's Christmas and it's basically all based around what you're eating. So there's dinners out, people are cooking nice stuff. Like, obviously, you've got Christmas Day, like, people are going to town and making it really special. So there is a lot more food available. But that when you really separate it up, it's not that much. So I'm going to just kind of talk about it from my point of view. I finished my classes this week, which now means that I have 7 nights a week where I'm not working. So I'm still going to be working in the day, because I've got so much to prep for January and get ready so that we're all pumped to hit the ground running, especially for my challenge that's come in, and also classes, PT clients, new programs, all that kind of thing. So I've got so much work to get done. I'm still working, and I will be working over the whole of the Christmas period to make sure everything's ready for January. But I am going to be having a normal person day where I'm going to be finished by 6:30 at the latest every single day, which is great for me. I'm really excited about it. That does mean that I'm now making evening plans to see friends and to go out and see people. But if you look at next week, I'm at Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, and I feel like I'm going to do something fun Friday in the day, and then on Saturday night I'm out, and Sunday night. So then I've got 6 social plans next week where I'm going to be doing stuff. Now, that's 6, potentially 6 meals. Let's say they all involve food, that's 6 meals. But over a week, I have 21 meals. So it's a really, still even though I'm going out loads, it's a really low percentage of the rest of the time. Now, do most of us put a bit of weight on over Christmas? Yes. Am I telling you not to make sure that doesn't happen? No, not unless you're having a bodybuilding competition and it really matters for you. But the whole point of this is not to like throw the towel in and be like, oh, it's Christmas, it's December, so I'm just not even going to see a vegetable now for 4 weeks. That's not the point. I'm going out 6 times. I'm sure there'll be very calorie laden. I'm sure there'll be alcohol involved in some of them. I'm sure there will be cheese. I'm sure there will be all magical things. But in my other, quick maths, 15 meals, I'm still going to be eating high protein, I'm still going to be eating vegetables. I am going to bother to go and do my food shopping, so I've got that stuff available. I'm probably not going to just buy myself 6 packets of pigs in blankets to eat for my meals that week. I'll probably still try to make sure I'm having like a bit of salmon, bit of fish, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that I would usually do that will stay all exactly the same, apart from when I'm going out with people. I have absolutely no intention of not choosing what I want on the menu when I go out with people. but I know that my body feels better when it's well fueled. And that isn't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be anything to do with weight, body composition or anything like that. But I feel better when I'm eating vegetables, when I'm getting my protein in. I don't feel as good when I'm relying on like a loaf of bread and Marmite, which I love, by the way, as my only source of food. I don't feel as good. And I want to feel good. I want to come back in January feeling like full and like I can't wait to get properly back in the zone. But I don't want to come out the 1st of January feeling like a bag of rubbish that I've just literally thrown myself into a box of Quality Street, which I don't even like, just because it's there. Does that make some sense? I don't know if it does. I hope it does. For me, time isn't in these massive blocks. So I hear a lot when I talk to clients and talk to people, well, I got to Wednesday and then I fucked it up because I went out for lunch and with my colleagues from work, and then I had a couple of drinks after work and then I just ruined it. So I thought I'd start again on Monday. A week isn't a time block that we necessarily care about. We can use it to like calendarize stuff like, I'm going to try and do 3 workouts a week or whatever. But it isn't, that's not the ultimate time block. Like, life is a series of moments. And you have all of these moments in a day and all of these times where you can just choose different things every time. So if you're, you know, you get to the middle of the morning one day, you are tired, you want a coffee and a couple of biscuits. That is not writing off the day. It's just a coffee and a couple of biscuits. Enjoy them, savour that amazing taste, carry on with your fish and vegetables or whatever it is you're having at lunchtime. We don't have to make these huge kind of sort of overpronounced statements like the next few weeks are going to be a write-off. There's just no point until January. Like these massive statements, because at any point in any day, any moment, any week, any month, your body is worth prioritizing. Now, that is not me saying, don't go out and have a few drinks, don't go out for dinner. I absolutely think you should do whatever it is that makes you feel happy. I will be. But the rest of the time, me eating my breakfast on my own on a Monday morning, I don't need to eat. I can only think about pigs in blankets today. But I don't need to eat pigs in blankets for my breakfast and 5 Quality Street. I don't need to. So I'll be choosing to eat stuff that I know is going to fuel my body well so that I can still carry on training and working out on the weeks that I want to. I still feel good to go out with my friends. I don't want to feel hungover the next day. And that is made worse for me anyway by not eating decent food the rest of the time, because sometimes I won't even have been out drinking and my body feels dirty because the day before I was like literally survived on kind of toast and biscuits. Like, I don't feel great inside or energetic or anything. And it's the same with training. Like, my classes are finished, I'm not going to be back for 3 weeks. That doesn't mean that we don't need to do anything. I'm still going to be in the gym, I'm still going to be doing like bits of my own cardio. I am going to take at least 5 days off training completely over Christmas because my body feels so tired. I know I'm going to do that, I've pre-planned it, but the rest of the time I still want to move and do stuff because it makes me feel good, it makes me feel energetic. I like the way my energy levels, I like the way that it affects my mental health, I like the way that it affects my motivation and my positivity for like the rest of the day. I like the results that come from training, and not just muscle and not just, you know, like fitness levels or body composition or any of those things. It's part of my daily routine and I really enjoy it. I like the outcome. So again, that's another thing where you don't have to be like, oh, well, I can only do 1 workout this week, so there's no point me bothering. You've just written off a whole week when there's loads of stuff you could probably do. You do the 1 workout you could actually fit in. You might be able to go for a walk. So you might be able to fit in 5 minutes on your static bike at home. There's loads of stuff that you might be able to do. And we're not talking about being Olympic athletes over Christmas. We're not professional footballers. We're not getting paid to not eat anything and to not drink and not go out. We want to enjoy things, but at the same time, we can still do that and balance things. And in my opinion, I think that's one of the places that most folk go wrong. And I'm not talking about Christmas because it is a bit more of a wild ride. But in general, is that you're not supposed to be perfect. No one is perfect. It's the people that understand that they can still prioritize themselves, their health and well-being, and go out and have a nice time with their friends, which supports your mental health, because having a community does. So it's equally as important as going to the gym. Going out for and ending up drinking half a bottle of wine with your mate Gina on a Wednesday and eating a pizza each has not written off your week. You can still have fruit the next day. You can still have some fish. You can still have some vegetables. Still have chicken, whatever it is. It's not one or the other. Being consistent is about being consistent over a really long period of time. And that doesn't mean being regimented and like you're in the army and everything's exactly the same all the time. It just means that you consistently choose yourself. And some of the time, when we choose ourselves, we are choosing to eat a bag of Cadbury's buttons because they taste great and we wanted them and they make us feel happy in that moment. And, you know, they're just great, let's be honest. I mean, big high five to Cadbury's, especially for the giant buttons. I love them. But on other days, that might mean a walk. And on other days, it might mean some meditation or making sure you get your veg in. On other days, it might mean a glass of wine with your friend because you just can't wait to do that. We can choose ourselves in so many different ways, and it doesn't have to be a sweeping statement of, I shall write the week off. Like if you go out tonight and you think, I'm going to go to the pub, I'm going to have a couple of pints with my friends, you probably, for most people, don't think, well, I had 2 pints tonight, so I may as well just have 2 pints every night for the next 3 weeks. You might do that, that's fine. But you might think, I'm going to have a break for a day. I'm going to have these couple of days. I'm not going out for a couple of days, definitely not drinking for a couple of days. We have that kind of mindset about it. And it's probably the same with a lot of food, right? Like, I love cheese, but I think by the time I get a cheese bake, you know, those really cool, like camembert or something. By the time I'd eaten that 2 nights in a row, I'd probably want a break from it. And it's kind of like the opposite of that. Like, just because you did one workout one day doesn't mean you have to do one for the next 21 days. But it might mean that you enjoyed that one that day. It made you feel good. So you're going to do one in another couple of days around your social plans and around life. Like, we're not there to be perfect. We're just there to like look after our body. And I think at this time of year, it is really important to relax the reins a little bit, go out and have a nice time. But on the flip side of that, it's also, we can also do that while still giving our body what it actually needs to feel good and to work well. Because I don't want, sometimes when we kind of like write things off, that could be 3 or 4 weeks of absolutely nothing where we've barely done anything at all, and we come back and it can feel so hard to get started again. And for some people, too hard. Like, they start and they're like, I can't actually do this because it's so tiring, or it just takes me so much more energy to do it. And if we can keep things ticking over, it stands us in good stead for coming back nice and hard in January. It also means that like later on in the year when we go on holiday, we won't find it as hard to come back after, because we know exactly that we can just keep bits and pieces running. It's the same as being on holiday. If you're on an all-inclusive, chances are there's going to be free alcohol. Well, it's not free because you've paid for it, but you know what I mean. There's alcohol involved, or like unlimited food or whatever. And that's great, but that doesn't mean just because you're having a few glasses of wine every night that you're not going to see a vegetable for the entire holiday. You are probably going to put some salads on your plate, or a few vegetables, or a bit of fruit on your breakfast. You still do stuff to tick it over, and Christmas isn't any different. It's not about writing off the whole situation. And also being mean to yourself about it. Like, everyone, apart from professional footballers probably, are going to be going out a bit more over Christmas. It is natural. We have some time off work. It's great. Like, why wouldn't we want to like maximize that and have a really nice time with the people that we love? But at the same time, you can still have broccoli, and you can still go for a walk, and you can still do your workout, and you can still think, oh God, I have got 20 minutes. I might just jump on my bike at home and do 15 minutes cardio, put my favorite TV program on, just get it done. We can still make little choices, and that doesn't mean that we didn't eat a bag of buttons that day as well, or the 2 mince pies that are left over, or whatever. Like, we can do, 2 things can be true at the same time. We can be having a lovely Christmas and doing a little bit of looking after ourselves when the moments arise. So, okay, I'm going to stop talking, but I hope that helps a little bit because I want everyone to enjoy themselves and have a great time and relax, but also to keep those basics being in place because life is life in. Like sometimes we're outloads, sometimes we're not, sometimes we're really focused and sometimes we're not. But what we can always do is have those basics in place so that even if we are going out and getting shit-faced 4 nights in a row, we don't feel as tired or as bleh or whatever as we might do if we just wrote the whole of the 4 days off. And literally, you know, most people don't do that. Even if we're on a holiday, we like try and have a walk around the town, try and get a bit of fruit on the plate. We could do that over Christmas as well. It doesn't have to be, obviously, unless you're lucky, probably it's not in the sun. But, you know, we can do things at the same time. Don't have to pick one or the other. It's just a blend of all of the cool shit that we can do at this time and like making the most of all of it in its different ways. Okay, I'm going to stop talking, but if you want to join me for my gist challenge, head over to my website. The link's in the show notes below. And I'm sure I'll record another one of these next week. But enjoy yourself. It's Christmas. Have a lovely time. And I will see you momentarily. I'm going to stop talking. Goodbye.